This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. A year ago today, the worst wildfire in California history broke out near the town of Paradise. The campfire destroyed that town. 85 people were killed. Tens of thousands forced to evacuate. Many never returned. Thousands of them fled to Chico, and a year later, many of them are still there. And the unprecedented influx of people is straining that city to its limits, even though the fire didn't touch a single structure there. Joining us to talk about how his community has been affected in the year since the campfire is Randall Stone, mayor of Chico. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. Okay, so you, as I understand, were elected just a few days before the fire broke out last year, and you were sworn in on December 6th. So was there a period of time within that month where you thought, okay, I'm not going to do this job, I'm going to turn it down?
There was. I've been a council member for 7 years in the city. We select our mayor from amongst our colleagues. But the election November 6th changed the makeup of the council dramatically, and a focus on housing, since we were already, like many California cities, impacted by a housing crisis. And the time between November 8th, the campfire, and December 6th, I had a lot of soul searching to do and had to decide whether that was a job that I wanted to take.
Well, I guess you decided yes, because you're here talking to us now as mayor. Can you just describe what your city has gone through in the last year? How does it look different now than it did a year ago?
Well, for starters, my background is in housing and housing affordability. I'm an affordable housing developer. So we recognized the crisis that we had. We had a less than 1% vacancy rate in the city of Chico for multifamily housing before the campfire. And that only was exacerbated by the flood of 60,000 evacuees in the first few hours after the campfire, and settling in at an increase of about 19,000 people, according to the Department of Finance, so far. That puts a strain on traffic resources. Every bit of housing that was possibly available, no matter how precarious, has been absorbed, including spots on the streets for travel trailers and other alcoves where people can rest their head.
So you have a lot of homeless people. You have a lot of homeless people.
We had a lot of homeless people as well. We had just shy of 1,100 homeless people after 4 years of dithering on the homeless problem, like a number of communities have. Our council changed in November of last year to account for that missing element. And so our homeless numbers, or houseless numbers, have skyrocketed.
Have skyrocketed. And so just to put it in perspective, 19,000 people increase after the fire. What was the population before?
We were 93,000. We went to 112. So it's a little over a 20% increase in that population.
Wow. So I understand that you opposed a state bill that would have helped expedite home construction in that part of the state.
I'm not sure I would characterize it quite that way. AB 430 was designed to lift all environmental regulations for a period of approximately 30 years, using our almost 10-year-old general plan as the only model for housing, which was pitched on the four-bedroom, five-bedroom McMansions that are pretty typical as high profit margins. We already had a housing crisis, and we knew we needed to amend that to get more market-based affordable housing, one-bedrooms and two-bedrooms. What AB 430 was going to do was lock us into a previous general plan without any negotiation with developers for things like transferring parking for bicycle space and increasing density within our transit corridors. That was going to be something that for a period of 30 years we were going to ban, except under the good grace of the developers, which haven't always had the most wonderful relationship with us within the city, obviously. Mm-hmm. So AB 430 was crafted to usurp environmental regulations and relieve the city of all local conditional land use authority, which is obviously something that we could not permit, especially given that we were looking for much higher densities now that we had such an acute housing crisis.
Okay, so now are you getting that? What's the scale of building right now, and are you? What's the future of that?
Our obvious focal points are going to be infill development, because they require the least amount of infrastructure and are the fastest to develop. So the focus has been on infill. We are on pace for a record to exceed the record of homes built. our accessory dwelling units, mother-in-law units, and the utilization of public property for those resources for workforce affordable and market-based affordable housing are on record and are on record paces. That said, we have council members that oppose all of those efforts. We have litigation by NIMBYs that stall some of this work. But at the end of the day, we're moving forward, and we're moving forward by the good graces of this community.
So it's not just the housing, Mayor. Sorry to interrupt. It's not just the housing. Yes. It's also, I imagine, you have a strain on schools. You've got a strain on fire, police, hospitals, all of that.
You know, surprisingly, the strain on police hasn't been quite as bad as we might expect. Crime is going down, both in real and in nominal terms, and quite significantly at that. We hired 7 new police officers just as soon as I became mayor. So we've got those new resources on the street. So crime has actually gone down. The amount of homelessness that we see visibly on the streets is down. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't feel like it's harsher, because we know friends and relatives that are on the streets, that are living in travel trailers and on people's couches.
Well, how do long-term residents feel in Chico about this? Are they feeling a little ambivalent a year later? Maybe they were welcoming initially, but now it's getting to be a little bit of a strain?
You see a spike in these things, and some of the soul searching that I did in that month between November and December of last year was I was reviewing other communities and how they dealt with these tragedies. And there's a cycle to these impacts. And about 6 months in, we really had people understanding the gravity, and that was especially a harsh time. And all through the summer. So far, we're seeing a reunification, which is consistent with that cycle. And the community is absolutely coming together in ways that I couldn't have fathomed even a few weeks ago.
Well, best of luck to you as you move forward and your community adapts. And thanks for speaking with us today.
We'll certainly need it. Thank you very much.
That's Randall Stone. He is the mayor of Chico, California.